The 18th day of the blessed month of Ba'una, the inauguration of the new St. Mark Cathedral in the monastery of Anba Ruiz. On this day in the year 1968, and in the 10th year of Pope Kyrillos VI, the 116th Pope of Alexandria, the Holy Church celebrates the inauguration of the new St. Mark Cathedral in Deir el Anba Ruiz, which was known also as Deir el Khandaq. For this occasion, and for the return of the relics of St. Mark the Apostle from Rome, after being in the city of Venice in Italy for 11 centuries, a great religious celebration was organized. The celebration was headed by His Holiness Pope Kyrillos VI, and was attended by President Gamal Abdel Nasser, President of the Arab Republic of Egypt, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia, and many of the heads of different religions and representatives of churches from all around the world. Among those religious leaders were Mayor Ignatius Yacoub III, the Antiochian Patriarch for the Syrian Orthodox Church. Many momentous speeches were delivered in different languages for this occasion. The speakers were Pope Kyrillos VI and the Patriarch of the Syrian Orthodox Church, Cardinal Duval, the head of the Roman Catholic delegation, the Catholicos Patriarch of Ethiopia, the Secretary General of the World Council of Churches, and the Patriarch of Moscow and all Russia. They all expressed their joy on this happy and blessed day, saluting the Church of Alexandria, which has a glorious history, with salutation of appreciation and respect. At the end of the speeches, the Pope, along with the President of Egypt and the Emperor of Ethiopia, went to the entrance of the new cathedral. They unveiled the curtains from the commemorative plaque that was prepared to perpetuate this historical day. This celebration was attended by the journalists, the international news agency reporters, radio and television, and more than 6,000 Egyptians and foreigners. May the blessings of St. Mark be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, in the year 605 AD, St. Damianos, the 35th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He became a monk in his early years in the desert of Sirt. He continued to fight and to devote himself to God for 16 years. He was ordained a deacon in the monastery of St. John the Short. Then he went to the Monastery of the Fathers, which is to the west of Alexandria, and there he increased his asceticism. When Pope Peter was enthroned, who was the 34th Pope of Alexandria, he brought and appointed Damianos as private secretary. Damianos pursued a good course of life, and everyone loved him. When Pope Peter departed, the bishop unanimously agreed to ordain him a patriarch. He was enthroned as patriarch on the 2nd of Abib in the year 569 AD. He cared for his flock well, and he wrote many epistles and discourses. In the wilderness of Sirt, there were some followers of Miletius el Asiuti, who drank wine a few times during the night before they intended to partake of the Holy Communion. They claimed that the Lord Christ gave to his disciples two cups. Of the first, he did not say, "This is my blood." But when he gave them the second cup, he said, "This is my blood." St. Damianos showed them their error. He clarified to them that the first cup was the cup of the Jewish Passover, and he nullified it with the second cup. Damianos also told them that the canons of the church ban those that eat before communion from partaking of the Holy Eucharist. Some of them turned from their evil, but those who did not turn from their evil counsel were driven out of the wilderness. When Anba Theophanias, the Antiochian patriarch, departed, they ordained a successor to him, called Peter, who sent a letter to Pope Damianos, which said, "There is no need for us to say that God is the three persons." When Pope Damianos read this letter, he became filled with zeal and replied to the new patriarch with a letter which explained that God is, in no doubt, one in his Godhead, and in essence, one in essence, but he is three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God. Damianos wrote to him many testimonies from the Holy Scriptures and from the sayings of the Holy Fathers. Nevertheless, Peter refused to return to the truth and insisted on his error. Pope Damianos ordered that his name not be mentioned in the divine liturgy for 20 years until the heretic died. Pope Damianos remained for 35 years, 11 months, and 16 days, teaching and preaching to his flock. He departed at a good old age. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.